A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the time came for Elizabeth, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown her such great mercy, and they rejoiced with her. When on the eighth day they came to perform the circumcision of the child, they wanted to name him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said, "Not so. He shall be called John." They said to her, "No one in your family has that name." And they asked the father by means of signs for the name he wanted to give. Zechariah asked for a writing tablet and wrote on it, "His name is John." And they were very surprised. Immediately Zechariah could speak again, and his first words were in praise of God. A holy fear came on all in the neighborhood, and throughout the hills of Judea, the people talked about these things. As they heard this, they pondered in their hearts and wondered, "What will this child be?" For they understood that the power of God was with him. And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, well might they have pondered in their hearts and wondered, "What will this child be?" During this season of Advent, there's been much pondering and wondering in all our hearts as we prepare for the wonderful feast of Christ's birth. In just 2 days' time now. Last week, we had a beautiful pregnant older woman staying here in our community. What a gift, what a beautiful gift it was just to see each day before our very eyes, time of waiting, the great sign of new life about to be born. Isaiah reminds us that the sign our God gives us is the maiden with child waiting to give birth to a son who will be called Emmanuel. Now we know that Emmanuel means God with us. Such a very appropriate name for God's son. How beautiful to be called Emmanuel. Now, Amy and her friend, and her husband, don't know whether God will gift them with a son or a daughter. And they say they won't really know the child's name till they actually see their baby. Yes, they are pondering and wondering this great miracle about to happen in their lives. There are many unknowns. The name a child is given is very important. And that is why Amy and Paul want to see their baby before finally deciding on the name. You see, to give a name indicates a relationship. Now, a relationship is well begun in the womb. Well, yes, the relationship is there. But so much depends on the birthing experience for parents to come to that final decision of naming and claiming the gift of their child. In Scripture, we read of many women being barren until an angel comes to announce that God has heard the prayers of those concerned and they are to be gifted with giving new birth. This was the story of Elizabeth and Zechariah, and we know from today's gospel that the naming of their son John was in response to a very mysterious and godly call. Just the other day in our readings, we read from the book of Judges, I think it was, yes, Judges, in chapter 13, how an angel came to the barren wife of Manoah and told her she would conceive and bear a son. When Manoah asked the angel's name, the angel replied, "Why ask my name? It is a mystery." There is so much mystery in all our lives, and so many things we ponder and wonder. And yet, we can't always name these mysteries. That's why they are mystery. So at this time, as we ponder the mystery of new birth, perhaps we can be aware that we are all asked to be a womb for Jesus, to be pregnant with Jesus, whether we are male or female, single, married, religious, irreligious. This feast we are about to celebrate reminds us that our world needs each one of us to give birth to Jesus, to be Jesus, so that the peace and love of Christ can transform our world through us. God has no other body but ours, no other hands or feet but ours. As we ponder and wonder, perhaps we can give our bodies, gift our bodies, for the coming of God's kingdom here on earth. Let us, for these next 2 days, continue to ponder and to wonder this wonderful mystery about to take place yet again in our hearts and in our world. A happy and a truly blessed Christmas.